Welcome to the presentation of results for Fluidra. We will focus on the third quarter of 2015. My name is Cristina del Castilla, and I am the Investors and Shareholders Relations from Fluidra. The results will be presented by the CEO, Mr. Eloy Planes, and Xavier Tintoré, the Corporate General Manager. You can find the documents that will be used as support material on our website by clicking on the Results tab, and it has also been sent to the Spanish Securities and Exchange Commission this morning. Therefore, you can also consult it on the website of this institution. The recording of this multi-conference call will be available on the next business day on the website of the company in the Shareholders and Investors section. We will now begin with the presentation. I give the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes. Thank you, Cristina. Good morning. Let me welcome you all to the presentation of results for Fluidra for the third quarter of 2015. We began this year by focusing on sustainable and ongoing growth. The figures that we are presenting today focus on the end of September, and they confirm that Fluidra is more firmly on a growth path now. These are sincerely and extremely positive numbers, and they confirm our prospects for year-end closing, which we shared with all of you in the beginning of this year. We have actually grown in the vast majority of countries where we operate, including North America, which once again is providing positive figures. Virtually all emerging markets show growth in their local currency. And the area where we have perceived the greatest instability is in China and some neighboring countries to it. Europe and Australia, that account for more than 77% of our total sales, are growing today at a pace of more than 8%. The evolution and stability of these markets offer us extremely solid prospects for the next years. Therefore, we feel very satisfied with the organic growth that we are observing. As I was telling you, we believe that the markets are very stable, much more stable, and in most of them we are gaining a higher penetration share because of our leadership position. But beyond the organic evolution, which is positive at large, the company has been working hard on strengthening its position in the international markets. And from this point of view, in the first months, we acquired a small manufacturing company for chemicals in Australia, Price Chemicals, and in July, we also acquired Waterlinx, a leading company in the South African market and the largest company in that continent, at least in our industry. Now, before we move on to analyze the results of the third quarter of the year, which you can read on page 3, let me remind you that on June 2014, we sold our agricultural irrigation subsidiary in France and a piece of property. This sale of assets and the costs associated to the new syndicated loan had a significant impact on the accounts of 2014 and 2015. Therefore, we are also providing the EBITDA and the net profit adjusted on the basis of these impacts. Bearing this in mind, sales reached 509 million euros, which accounts for 6.5% growth. On a like-for-like basis, sales are growing at 8.7%. The adjusted EBITDA has reached 65.6 million euros, which is 13.5% more, favored by the increase in our turnover. And this also increases the adjusted net profit to 19.5 million euros, which is 77.3% more. Net working capital shows a reduction of 6%. Net debt is in keeping with that of 2014. It has reached 182 million euros. And both figures already contemplate the impact of our acquisition of Waterlinx in South Africa. Cash flow also reflects an increased use of funds, about 5 million euros, because of our purchasing of Waterlinx. However, our organic business shows a greater cash generation of more than 9 million. As you can see, we are closing a very good campaign in the Northern Hemisphere. And the current data and those that we are currently analyzing indicate that we can also expect a good evolution. situation in the Southern Hemisphere this quarter. The data that we have shown and the evolution of our markets therefore confirm our expectations for the whole year. Next, I will give the floor to the Corporate General Manager, Mr. Xavier Tintoré, who will tell you in depth about the results for this quarter. Thank you, Eloy. Next, I will give you a more detailed explanation of the result that we have obtained in the first 9 months of this year. On page 4, we will begin by analyzing the evolution of the main lines of the P&L account for the group. I would like to underscore that the account for this quarter also contemplates 2 months of activity of Waterlinks, the company that we acquired in South Africa, in order to clarify its impact and that of the divestitures that were conducted in 2014. We will indicate the evolution of these indicators on a like-for-like basis. Our sales figures grow by 6.5%, which in constant currency would account for a growth of 3.2%. If we eliminate the effect of the changes in the perimeter, growth rate will be 8.7% in current currency and 5.2% in constant currency. On the next slide, we will be analyzing the breakdown of our turnover by geographies and business units. The gross margin reaches 258.9 million, and it is slightly over the figures from last year, reaching 50.9%. We also mentioned in the earlier quarter, this piece of data also includes the impacts of the evolution of American dollars and Chinese renminbi in the purchasing of raw materials and components, offset by actions in terms of price management on the commercial side, which has allowed us to stabilize the drop that we experienced in the previous quarter. Operating expenses before provisions and amortizations reach 188.3 million, which is 16.3 million more than last year. And from this increase, 5.3 million are due to currencies. 4.5 million are the capital gains of the divestiture program, and the remaining share, 3.7%, are linked to investments in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, as well as the increase of different variables. Provisions for insolvency reach 4.8 million euros, so which is 0.9% of our sales. And mainly in Europe, these figures have dropped. The higher volume and the improvement of our prospects more than offset the OPEX difference and explain the improvement of EBITDA moving from 63.3 to 65.8 million. And in those 65.8 million of EBITDA, the Waterlinks contribution is practically non-significant because we are going through a low season in the Southern Hemisphere and we have the integration costs. Therefore, if we adjust the effect of the divestitures carried out last year and on a like-for-like basis, EBITDA would move from 57.9 to 65.6 million euros, which would account for an increase of 13.5%. Financial expenditures also show the impact of the new funding or financing contract that we signed in February for the next 5 years. As we have already explained in previous presentations, back then we carried out a write-off of the commissions that were pending from the latest loan and those for opening the new one with an extraordinary charge of 4.8 million, which is being compensated with the reduction of our debt cost. And I would like to underscore that in the quarter we have also had a 2 million euro impact for the exchange rate associated to the depreciation of emerging currencies in the month of August. That is why net profit reaches 16.2 million euros, 13% more of last year's. If we were to adjust these on the basis of extraordinary income and the write-off of our bank commissions on a like-for-like basis, the increase would be 77%. On page 5, you can also observe the evolution of our sales in terms of geographical areas. Spain is behaving quite well throughout the whole season with a growth of 12.6% and also good results for professional installers in terms of pools, irrigation, and water treatment, and a lower growth for great surface area. In the south of Europe, we see a drop of 6.6%, which adjusted by divestiture would mean positive growth of 4%. And our operations in France has confirmed positively in this third quarter, even if there has been no growth in the market. In the north and center of Europe, we continue with a similar performance to the one that we saw in the first semester, supported by solid growth in the United Kingdom and probably a weaker behavior in the center of Europe. The east of Europe shows a growth of 0.8% due mainly to the weakness of the Russian currency. At a constant currency, growth would be 6.5%. Asia and Australia show a growth of 11.9%, which is the result of two different situations. On the one side, China is slowing down its activity level, both in terms of fluid handling and in the pool business. And there's also a certain impact on some borderline markets that are growing, but at a lower pace. And on the other side, the activity of the remainder of this area presents a very positive evolution in terms of double-digit growth in the Australian market. And in the rest of the world, the growth rate of 23.1% shows the integration of Waterlinx, but if we excluded this effect, a growth rate would be 13.3%, which in constant currency would account for a 2.8% growth. As you will remember, we began this year with a very bad first quarter in North America, which slowly but surely and got back to normal during the second quarter, even though there were no positive figures. And in this third quarter, this recovery has been well established, and we have good prospects for the fourth and last quarter. On page 6, you can see the evolution of the different business units of the group in terms of pool business. We have seen very good behavior for commercial pools, which had smaller bases. However, it has been supported by growth also in filters, pumps, and wellness systems. And in terms of residential pools, we can see very good performance, and we can highlight heat pumps with very good growth rates. Water treatment is also growing at a pace of 24.5%, with very good performance in the chemicals business and also the residential and commercial pool area, but also water treatment for domestic use, even though industrial water treatment has been slightly weaker. Irrigation has been strongly influenced by the divestiture carried out in France in June 2014, and fluid handling is decreasing because of the slowdown effect in China, because in the rest of the world, its evolution is positive. Page 7 shows the working capital for the whole group, which presents a very good evolution, and it has reached 203.4 million euros at the closing of this quarter, with a decrease of 6.0%. We are consolidating 5.1 million that are linked to Fluidra Waterlinx. Therefore, on a like-for-like basis, this would have meant a decrease of 8.3%. As you can see on the slide, stocks increased by 7%, and half of those have to do with the South African acquisition, and the other half to the preparation of our season on the Southern Hemisphere. And we can see an improvement in terms of customer management, because we have seen a drop of 2.4%, which would be 4.6% if we were to exclude the impact of the South African acquisition, and which is in sharp contrast to the increase of sales on the last quarter of 10.2%, which is also an acceleration of the collection, the average collection terms, 9 days. And finally, in terms of payable accounts, these is evolving positively, because we can see that the dividend for Fluidra shareholders was close to 7 million euros, and it was paid on the first days of October. On page 8, we can see the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. And I would like to mention two aspects of it. First, the company has been able to have a positive organic cash flow during the first 9 months of the year, improving by 9 million the generation that we saw in the previous year. And as you will remember, it included divestitures that improved on an extraordinary manner our free cash flow. And the second important aspect is that we can see a flat financial debt, slightly above 180 million euros, even though we are also consolidating the debt contributed by Waterlinks, which accounts for 10.6 million euros. And therefore, the ratio is improving and is in keeping with the goal for the closing out this year. Without further ado, I will now give the floor back to our CEO, Mr. Eloy Planes, so that he can draw this presentation to a close. Thank you, Xavier. As we already said in the beginning of this conference call, 2015, it's a very good year so far for Fluidra. Our main markets are showing a growth rate higher than 8.5%, and this has been the case recently. And this growth is also transferred to an improvement of our operational results. On top of our organic growth, the acquisition of Waterlinks and Price Chemicals, which were conducted months ago, are contributing share and leadership in the, on the Southern Hemisphere, and they are an excellent basis for future growth. The September data that we just presented, if we add them to our growth prospects for this last quarter, both in North America and in the, on the Southern Hemisphere, allow us to feel confident, and we can confirm the prospects that we had anticipated for this year and we shared with all of you months ago. Our sales will be between 625 and 645 million euros, EBITDA between 72 and 76 million, and the debt EBITDA ratio lower than 2.5 times. At Fluidra, we have been working for some time now on our strategic plan. The company's evolution and that of the market as well in the past six quarters, and the stability basis that we believe exists in them, together with our leadership position and the projects for possible expansion and efficiency, help us become a company that on the next November the 17th will be presenting its plan for 2018 on the Stock Exchange in Barcelona. We want to share our plans and goals for growth, but also in order to improve our profitability for the next few years. So we would like to see you there. And this is the end of our presentation today. Thank you for being part of this multi-conference call, and we are here to answer any question you may have. Thank you. Thank you. We will now begin with the Q&A so we can hear the first question. You can dial 01 your phones if you would like to ask a question. The first question will be from Joan de Zaguirre from LPV Asset Management. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good morning. I have four questions, actually. Given that there are four questions, you can answer one by one. The first one is, do you have any estimate of the final results for the net debt at the end of this year?
Yes, hello. We do have the guidance that we provided at the beginning of this year, and it was amended in the last results presentation because of the Waterlinks acquisition. We set lower than 2.5 times. Close to that number, but lower than that number.
Okay, now the second question has to do with debt as well. After all this restructuring, what is the average cost that you have for your debt?
Well, right now, during the first 9 months, we have a debt cost of approximately 3.1%.
Okay.
My third question is the following. Do you have any estimate of the organic cash flow as well for the year end?
Yes, regarding CapEx,
aspects which we spoke about during the last presentation. If you remember, we did say that there was a certain speeding up of the CapEx expenditure level this year because we had a program to improve our systems and processes, and therefore some investments and productive investments had to be sped up, and we believe that by year end we would have 5 or 6 million euros higher than the figures that we had last year.
Okay, understood. And the last question has to do with the dividend. Do you have any distribution policy for it?
Yes, our policy to allocate dividends, at least what we do in the company, is approximately 50% of the payout on the basis of the net results. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, please.
The next question will be asked by Francisco Ruiz from Exane BNP Paribas.
Good morning. I also had 4 questions. So I'll ask all of them back to back and then you can answer them. First, when you gave the organic data excluding the impact from 2014, you also excluded the impairment from those figures? Well, that is my question. Did you actually exclude it? Secondly, could you give us some numbers of the seasonality of Waterlinks from the millions that it generated last year? Could you break it down by quarters? I also saw that projects increased by 10%. I'm not sure if you mentioned that during your presentation, but I would like to know what type of projects are you talking about and how this division can grow in the future. And finally, I would like to know whether the positive evolution of the working capital will be maintained in the future, or probably this will speed up in the next in the upcoming quarters. Thank you.
Hello, Paco. Good morning. Thank you for your questions. Regarding the conciliation of the one-off adjustments from 2014, we have not excluded them. No, we just excluded the impact of the divestitures, and this year, at least in 2015, the bank commissions. And regarding the seasonality of Waterlinks, I don't have the data here with me. However, I would say that the fourth quarter from the calendar year and the first quarter are probably the strongest periods for this company. Of course, the company is devoted to the pool business, and given that they are located on the tip of the southern hemisphere, that's the strongest season for them. And that's where they obtain most of their turnover, I would say. So that is why I said that on the basis of our consolidated results so far, there's been no contribution. There's a certain sales figure, but it is quite similar to what happens in the north with Fluidra because of the weight of our operations there. And regarding your question about our projects, this concept include some of the actions and activities that we need to carry out for the turnkey projects. If you remember, we're closing some deals, and probably at the end of this quarter, this division will be rolled out, or it will just disappear. And let me just tell you that from now on, we will probably not report on this business line because it is no longer significant as part of our turnover. And then you also had a question about the working capital. Well, we are working strongly so that the accelerations from the client's collection period can be maintained, because at the end of the day, this is a way to fund the company's operations, and it is quite economical. Although in terms of payment, as you said, and payables, we do have to be, we need to focus on the dividend. That is a one-off thing that happens, and it has been paid already. Therefore, this concept will not be included. But as you know, one of our goals is to improve the percentage of working capital usage.
Thank you. Next question, please.
and gentlemen, we remind you that in order to speak, you need to dial 01 on your cell phones. Thank you.
The next question is by Javier Pineda from BBVA.
Hello, good morning.
I have three questions. The first one is I didn't get the information about the dividend. Is that included already, the dividend that was paid in October, in the net debt of September? That's my first question. The second one is, I understand that in Waterlinks there are several costs that have to do, that account for 28 million euros, but what is your ability to optimize that OPEX? Could you give us some estimate for the absolute value? That would be very useful, thank you. And then finally, regarding that guidance of sales and the EBITDA ratio, what is the percentage for Latin America? Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Javier, good morning. Now, regarding your questions, what I said about the dividend is that this is considered a payable account on the net working capital at the end of September at least. Therefore, the payment of this dividend takes place in October. Therefore, it is not included on the debt figure for September. It will be included in October and therefore the fourth quarter of the year. Now, regarding those 28 million euro from Waterlinks, these include the sales costs and the OPEX together. So the acquisition cost and the OPEX. One of the synergies of our operation is that we will be able to contribute some technology and products to them from here. Therefore, that sales cost will be slightly improved. And we also estimate some synergy in terms of OPEX that has to do with the merger of our operation in South Africa, which is very small, very limited, between five and six times smaller than Waterlinks. So we have a certain OPEX improvement there because both will be merged in that market. However, the Waterlinks operation, of course, wants to improve our activities in Africa and South America and to do some cross-selling between our activities and to expand our operations in the south of Africa. I'll be given the breakdown of the figures, but Waterlinks has 7 million euros and the rest, the remaining 21 million are sales costs. And you also asked about the impact of Latin America on the guidance for the end of this year. It is quite small. Latin America, I think we have never disclosed that particular piece of data. However, its impact is quite small. Just think that we are in Brazil, in Colombia, and Chile. And if you can include Mexico as well, Latin America, those are the markets where we are operating, and their weight is not extremely relevant. We believe that we will be increasing our operations in Brazil in the second half of the year. However, the main driver that will bring real growth and it will help us increase our EBITDA and sales figures at the end of the year is the Australian share and, of course, Waterlinks, as I said earlier.
Thank you. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Javier Campos from Kepler Cheuvreux.
Hello, good morning. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, you said you had 6 million sales for projects. Could you break it down by areas, please, those 6 million? And then, I had a look at the quarter,
And there's been a certain slowdown in Asia and Australia, which you claim it's 0.3%. Could you tell us about those two markets, Asia and Australia, and how they have evolved? Thank you.
Hello, Gabriel. Good morning, and thank you for your questions. The most relevant part of the data that we have reported for projects, which is 5.9 million, are due to the American continent, from North America mostly. I did not mention this earlier, but these are projects that, as you know, we are rolling out, and therefore they do not contribute a significant share to the group. Also, regarding our growth rate in the quarter, I have to say that those numbers for Asia and Australia are relatively low, and as I was saying in my speech, this shows very, well, dissimilar situations. Highly positive in Australia with double-digit growth rates, and even, I would say, during this quarter. However, there's an area in China with a more timid, actually negative evolution. Thank you. Next question, please. The next question will be by Juan Izaguirre from LPV Asset Management. Go ahead, please. Hello, I have one last question. Could you give me some more information about the markets of Italy, mostly, and Portugal as well? And in these two markets, what is your market share? If you compare it with Spain, how are these two markets behaving? Thank you. Thank you for your last question. In general terms, the behavior that we have seen in the south of Europe has been quite positive, with some exceptional growth rates in Spain, but in Portugal and Italy, we have seen in mid-single-digit growth rates. And our share in those markets, in both cases, show leadership positions. We are number one in both markets. So probably not as relevant as in Spain, but we are certainly leading those markets. Thank you. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. You have the floor.
Hello. Good morning. I have one more question that has to do with the Waterlinks contribution to the group. During the first semester, you increased the guidance for the end of the year, 20 million for income and 2 million for EBITDA. My question is, this guidance increase contemplated solely the Waterlinks contribution and therefore can be used to gauge its contribution throughout the year, or were there other subjects included in that increase, other fronts?
Thank you, Alberto. Well, in general terms, I have to say that the most relevant entry in that figure is Waterlinks. That explains the increase. The contribution that we will have from Waterlinks throughout the year, this particular year, these 5 months that we will consolidate will be approximately those figures, yes.
Thank you. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Elena Fernandez from Intermone Valores. You have the floor.
Yes, good morning. I have a couple of questions. I would like to know whether you could give us the sales figures for sales from the last quarter for France and North America. In the case of North America, could you give us that information by excluding
including the projects from that area, as you said.
Elena, thank you for your questions. Usually, we don't disclose as many data as you were requesting. What I can tell you, just like we presented during Lois' speech and mine, is that the French market, which began with a certain decrease during the second and third quarters, have been, well, behaving better. And even though the market is not growing, according to the data at hand that has been provided by the Association of Pool Feeders, we have had somewhat more positive behavior, and we are satisfied with our performance in the French market. Now, regarding the U.S. market, also in keeping with this situation, we had a very bad, frankly, negative quarter, but then the second and the third quarters showed some more positive evolution, even if we exclude our projects from it. So in our recurring activity for robot sales and pools, we have been performing better and better every quarter, and we believe that we'll have positive figures for the fourth quarter. Thank you. Next question, please. There are no more questions in Spanish or in English. Thank you. Thank you. We draw this results presentation to a close. Thank you all for participating, and good morning.